How am I going to get from this to Mike Pompeo? But I'm going to try it anyway. Watch this. The top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
It's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Taflantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Wait, hold on.
Number five.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in London meeting with the British Foreign Secretary.
Oh, well done. We cannot have a meeting. Because the royal baby has been born. And the queen thinks it's black.
Said that the U.S. and Britain are united in their perception of Iran's president and their actions to try to destabilize the Persian Gulf region and maybe oil pipelines.
We're on the side of urging a nation not to underwrite Hezbollah, which presents risks to Israel. We're on the side of values-driven democracy. We're on the side of freedom. We're on the side of creating a nation for the Iranian people. We share the same perception of the Iranian threat, and we are together trying to find new ways to work closely to combat that threat.
Yeah, you know, this whole idea of values-driven democracy, a little optional on that. I mean, we like the idea of it. No, we're not married to it necessarily.
No.
I mean, you guys might be. We're not. But you guys do you. We'll do us. So, well, we'll see what happens here. We're sending a carrier group. And the Secretary of the Air Force just joined us.
He did. Oh, the soon-to-be, potentially,
yeah.
Secretary of the Air Force.
He thinks it's a good idea. So that's
so we get that.
Checking in at...
Number four.
New fallout over the Justice Department's handling of the special counsel's report on election interference. The House Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to advance a resolution to hold William Barr, the Attorney General, in contempt of Congress for failing to comply with a subpoena for an unredacted Mueller report. So the chairman of that committee, Jerry Nadler, says that the president's assertion of executive privilege over the report is a clear escalation of his blanket defiance of Congress.
Once it's been published, there is no more privilege. Because it's done already. Everything we have requested, the unredacted part, all the material in the redacted parts of the Mueller report, all the material that we've requested in the various subpoenas, none of it is privileged because all of it, they waived the privilege by enabling it to go public to Mueller or to whoever. So it's a nonsense claim. We will win these court fights.
Right. Yeah, but it'll take like 2 years to get there, probably.
Right.
Good luck.
And then you got to get Kavanaugh to go along with it on the Supreme Court.
He's not very friendly with the Democrats, I think. That's what I'm told.
Squeak called me and told me not to go along with this. Along with Booger?
There was Squee.
There was Squee.
I remember Matt Damon's impersonation of that impression of it.
There was PJ. There was PJ.
That's right.
Squee. Tom, Mark, Timmy, and Little Dick.
Tobin.
Who? Little Dick.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
We named him that in camp.
You guys, very mature.
That is the kind of Fred Boy thing that could happen. Right.
We look have a beer together.
We're gonna go. I like beer. Want beer? When you're bringing the girls over,
Tom, get some beer, some cold ones, brother.
Oh God. Anyway, he's gonna be the one that decides. The fate of a nation is gonna sit in the hands of PJ and Squeeze, best friend. Oh God. Oh God. All right, checking in.
Number three.
Oh my gosh. Pull it together. Heaven's face is
hello.
So red right
I know,
now.
You guys are.
Oh god.
You've lost it.
seems like PJ and Squeer are closer than you think. No kidding.
PJ and Squeer thought it was really funny, too. Let me get that guy that nickname. Well, they're the ones who did it. All right. Well, what the hell was that? That was the Access Hollywood theme? That's what that was? All right. More than 2 years after losing his morning show job because of an appearance in the infamous Access Hollywood tape, mm-hmm. Billy Bush is going to return to television this fall.
Oh.
He turned from a household recognized TV host to a pariah in 2016. Then he disappeared from the air after, you know, this happened.
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything.
Speaking of PJ and Squeak.
Exactly. That's exactly what PJ said. So, he is going to be hosting, Billy Bush is going to be hosting the new syndicate. Isn't it ironic, too? Sometimes, you know, the names, they basically predict your future. He's going to be hosting a new syndicated entertainment news show, Extra Extra, when it debuts in September. Wasn't Extra, well, Extra was already, there was already Extra,
yeah, there was
right?
Extra.
And then they had that stinger that was Extra Extra, right?
Uh-huh.
So now they're naming a show after a video role. Now, it promises more than a modern edition of the entertainment show currently hosted by Mario Lopez. I don't know what that means.
Is Mario Lopez currently on Extra?
He's on Extra, yes.
Yeah.
Right. And his biceps.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah, what does modern mean? Like,
I think it's going to be a lot more like social media. You know, like, it's probably going to be more pictures from Instagram. I think that's going to be the idea, is that if you didn't see this on Instagram, we're going to show it to you on television, and then we're going to charge you advertisers.
But no hidden video recordings. So.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what Billy... I don't know. You know, the people who know Billy Bush say he's a really nice guy.
Right. I've heard that, too. It's kind of how he's been able to secure so many big interviews, such as Ryan Lochte, is because he kind of hangs out with these guys and is just sort of this fun guy to be around.
The problem with the Billy Bush thing, and no one expected him to tell Trump, no, just you, wait a minute, sir.
That's the thing is, I was not very hard on him because I felt like this is why he's so successful. He got Ryan Lochte to basically admit things to him, and he got the future president of the United States to talk based on sort of, you know, just kind of right going
making
along
people
with
feel
it.
Comfortable.
Right. Making them feel comfortable and just let them talk and be themselves.
Yeah. And that, but it was that laugh, I think, that got us all, like, because we've also gotten to know, we had a different perspective on Trump after this whole last couple of years. Remember when this came out, you know, we'd already had over a year of him with the, you know, coming down the escalator and calling the Mexicans rapists and all the, you know, the kind of crazy stuff that he had done.
Mm-hmm.
So he had changed from just being, you know, a billionaire playboy jag to now being like a political partisan tough guy, you know, sort of, you know, dictatory kind of guy. And so that's the, you know, he has that presence about him. He walks around with his chin up. It's all, you know, sort of like, there's no sense of humor about himself. He wants to take out anybody who disagrees with him, you know, those kinds of things. And so it changed, and our perception of Donald Trump went from goof to dangerous. And then when Billy Bush is just laughing at him, you know, like kind of going along chortling, and that whole, what he was saying, and that's the thing. Remember what happened, and I don't want to get serious here, but remember when that happened, there were so many women who came out and go, you know, that's happened to me. You know, that is not necessarily an unusual circumstance for women to find themselves.
No, it's not. But I would say, and I know a lot of people pretended this wasn't the case at the time, I would say that a lot of men have used that word and said it, and in a disparaging way, many, 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 many,
oh,
many times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and but it's the grabbing them part.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's like, it's one thing to say.
There's some verb
it.
In front of it. I mean, All of it was bad.
Right. But it was like, I think that's what got everybody, you know, was the notion that he was just going to go up and grab somebody. And women
get away with
that. Yeah. And women who've, because he's Donald Trump, and women who've experienced that, you know, by people who are not Donald Trump, but just some, you know, jerk in a bar or in a crowd or in any other, you know, that's what really became a moment, I think, for men and women in America. Just turn around and look at that. And then all of a sudden there's Billy Bush chortling during it. And this, and that was the end of him.
Right.
At least until now.
Well, he came out after and needs to repair his reputation to say, look, he admits that when he was chortling like that, that he was overlooking like the pain that a lot of women feel and the frustration of being in that position and not having the power to do anything about it. So, you know, good for him. He's back on TV. He's an entertainment guy, right? He's not like the head of a news department.
Right. Exactly. And who need, you know.
And we've seen some heads of news departments do worse.
Right. Also, similar situation.
By the way,
yeah. Since we're on the subject,
mm-hmm.
He launched a vodka in the middle of all of this too.
Oh,
yeah, American Harvest, I think it's called.
Oh, let me check. Yeah, Billy Bush vodka.
Yeah. So he's got he's got that going for him. We could come on the Carnarvon wagon if he wants.
Totally promote his show.
Extra vodka. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number two.
Tanya Ricardo is 30 years old, a divorced mom who works in the oil industry. She sought the help of a Houston-based cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Franklin Rose, to help her achieve her dream, resembling the Duchess of Sussex.
I want to look just like Meghan Markle. She's beautiful. She's just graceful. She's a very, very graceful woman. Our height is similar. Our weight is similar. And I just want what she has that I don't.
She has great cheekbones, which is what I want.
They say I'm very crazy for doing this, but I don't care. I'm going to do it.
Maybe spend that money on seeing somebody to talk about those issues. That's not normal.
It's not you. It's her. You can't be her.
You can't be someone else. And it's never going to look right. You know it's not.
Right. It's going to look like the done version.
It's going to look like a bad attempt.
And she's 30. Did we overlook that fact? 30.
But what about these people who go out and like remember that like human Barbie doll?
Well, he's the human Ken doll.
Right, but there was a Barbie.
Oh, right, the Barbie. The Ken doll actually lives here. We see him at Starbucks on Michigan
Avenue.
That's true.
We did see him at Starbucks. And Anna chased him down. Anna chased two people down the street.
I did.
In her career with us. George Papadopoulos and the human Ken doll.
We took a picture with him. Mm-hmm. And he looks dramatically different now because he's had 200 more surgeries, and that was only a year and a half ago.
Right. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's all too much.
He's removing ribs to try to make his...
What?
Yeah. Oh, have you seen the human Ken doll?
No.
Oh, you got to look him up. He's... Yeah.
This is terrifying.
I know.
Have you seen him?
Does he walk around in a plastic box?
He looks very, very pulled when you see him. But now he's on the body and everything. He's got blonde hair, and I don't know. I don't know for context. His eyes are blue when they're naturally brown.
Ken wasn't blonde?
Yeah.
Or was there like a Malibu Ken something?
Yeah, I think maybe he's Malibu Ken.
I think there was a Malibu Ken. Yeah. There was Ken. There was Ken with the porn stash from the 70s. That was weird.
And there was one that you could actually shave a beard off of him.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Right. Well, the G.I. Joe had that, too. Where if you pumped G.I. Joe's fist, his hair would grow on his face. Yeah, I mean, it was like a weird, a limited edition. But it was like a whole thing. It was like you have like and then I think if you could do something and it would suck back in.
Oh.
It was really weird.
I had a Malibu Ken. Full disclosure.
Now, that was the thing. Why wasn't Barbie interested in G.I. Joe? What the hell did she want with Ken?
G.I. Joe was a hero, for crying out loud.
Right.
Ken was just like, you know, some slacker,
he's
probably
Ken.
Living off his parents' cash.
Right. He was a
driving his, you know, convertible.
Yeah. That's right, exactly.
G.I. Joe was a badass.
Yeah, where does he get his money? Well, he sells a little crystal meth on the side.
He's big into clubbing. Wakes up around 5 in the afternoon.
Right, and so does she, for that matter. Except when she wanted to become a veterinarian. And that didn't last very long, as you seem to recall. She got like a tech. She got like a vet. She wanted to be a vet tech. She couldn't even get that. She got the receptionist job.
Is Barbie still a thing with kids?
I know, not very popular.
Really?
They're trying to revive her.
Yeah,
she doing
had a good
just
run.
That
different
by trying
body
to do the kinds
stuff.
Of things where she, you know, she didn't aim high back in the day, and now she's trying to be an astronaut and things like that. But just not that popular. Totally not.
She had a good run.
She wants to be an astronaut.
Well, I'm trying to say in the back in the day, she wanted to be like a surfer girl and be like a Miss Universe and be, right. a, you know, it was all these, you know, kind of very like things based on her beauty. And that, and now
they, she's they PC Barbie.
To, well, they tried to revolutionize like her to be more of somebody who's into mathematics and, you know, per, like be an astronaut and careers like that.
Like AOC running for Congress or something.
Right.
Woman Barbie. I like the idea of that.
Me too.
Yeah. What, sort of like, what does one do with it? I mean, and she'll have a suit, and she'll stand there, and she'll yell at old... But you have to have other congressman dolls, though, to go along with it. You're going to have like a Jerry Nadler. You're going to have a Chuck Schumer. You know, you're going to have like old...
Those would
know,
not be very popular dolls, I don't think.
Flatulent white men that, you know, that she lines up and then she, you know, she yells at him.
Get your Congresswoman Barbie. And don't forget the Congressman Ken for her to yell at.
Oh, Ken. Ken was... Ken is still driving up and down Pacific Coast Highway in a Mercedes.
I know, Ken's so into himself.
In a pink Mercedes. Hey, do you mind while you're in Congress if I borrow the pink Mercedes? That's how
you always kind of knew that would happen.
That's how it get played in my house. All right, here we go. And fine. Wait, hold on. No. We're not there yet.
Number one.
All right. Some dogs roll over and play dead. Some fetch. Some, they, you know, dogs all have talents.
Sure.
Right? Every dog has its own talent.
Mine is good at catching a tennis ball from far away.
But one dog on Long Island is capturing the internet's attention with its musical talent. There have been a dozen videos posted of Buddy Mercury, named after Freddie Mercury.
I get it.
He's a Beagle Basset Hound mix. Stands on his hind legs next to a piano, taps the keys with his two front paws, and tilts his head back and...
That's his talent.
His owners, Lori and Glenn Wolf, you just can't make that up, say that Buddy has a huge following.
There's actually people making videos of their beagle listening to the record and singing along.
Can he do Bohemian Rhapsody?
He does Beaglean Rhapsody. Yeah.
And somebody to love.
Yeah, they're really into their dog.
You don't get to hear it?
That's like Portlandia right there. It totally is what that is. It's like, okay. All right.
Not quite living up to his namesake, if you ask me.
No. Now, Buddy sings the blues. Here's a, they have an album out, or an EP. He's not ready. He doesn't have all the tracks ready for an album. He's got five real good tracks for an EP.
He's almost and, there.
You know, that's what his manager told him. It's really important to get the EP out first. Then you can build from there.
Sure. That's the way they all the cool kids do it.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
That's beautiful.
What is the talent there? Does anyone hear it?
I feel like he needs to go into music for horror movies.
People really? Who are listening to this on their smart speakers at home.
That's
their dogs are going nuts right now.
Crazy.
Yeah. I thought it was touching. It's a touching tribute to Freddie Mercury.
Was it as good as Star is Born?
Okay. Oh,
I wonder how he could, how he would.
There's a dog. There's a dog in that movie. Oh god.
His interpretation of that.
Was Buddy Mercury the dog that was sniffing around the garage?
Yeah, Buddy, don't let your owner go to the garage. Whatever you do.
Right,
if he gives you a steak and goes to the garage, get help. Go get help,
right,
boy.
Don't eat the steak.
Go get help.
Don't eat the steak. Go, boy. Go to the sheriff. Go to the sheriff.
What's that,
why
boy?
Why are you eating the steak? Don't eat the steak. There's no time. He's got a chair.
Your owner cooked you a steak and then went to the garage?
Hold on. That's a 1092. We'll get out there immediately. Oh, man.
Buddy, I'm not sure that's a great talent. Does it deserve?
Better than most. Good for Buddy.
Well, now, is Buddy... Honestly, God, I want to know if Buddy's actually hitting those keys. He's actually hitting the keys?
Is he hearing what he's...
Did he know what he's hitting? He's just going... He's got... Play that thing again.
Let's hear it.
Imagine being the neighbor.
Shut up!
I'm trying to sleep for the love of God!
Shut up! Shut that dog up! I'm calling the police!
Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
Okay. All right.
Good effort, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. That's how that goes. All right. I think that does it for us.
I think that does. I just don't understand what the talent is there. Is the dog hitting a key? Is he hitting the notes?
I mean, he's playing the piano, just not well.
I don't think that part, whatever that is, that's him still hitting the... How does he know? Because he's actually hitting a note, sort of. Right?
He's hitting...
I think he's just putting his paws on the keys as if he were to get up on a table, but one day realized it wasn't a table, it was a piano, and it made a noise. And therefore, he likes to mimic it. It's like dogs in sirens, right? Same thing happens a lot when emergency vehicles come on by.
Right.
I'm pulling for Buddy and his music career. He's got a future ahead of him.
Well, Lady Gaga needs a partner now, right?
Oh, why would you do that? Oh my God!
She still has her dog Charlie that she got for him when he was in rehab.
Right, Charlie.
Poor Charlie.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
Buddy and Charlie.
Buddy, buddy. Where does Jackson Maine live? Yeah. Come on, buddy. Take me to Jackson Maine.
Oh.
He's been in the garage for a while there.
Oh God! All right. That's it.
Yeah, that's
all right. I'm calling it.
Hard to top that.
Yes, I don't think I don't think we can do anything else today. No, we can't do anything else. That's all I'm going to tell you. Tomorrow on this very program,
sure.
Starting at 3 o'clock on the. What time are we starting tomorrow? I think we got a whole show tomorrow, right?
Just about 12:10 start for Sox. So.
Oh, 12:10 start. All right. So maybe we'll be on CLTV and on the World Wide Web starting at 3 o'clock, and then whenever. 7:20 comes over to us at that point, mm-hmm. somewhere around the noon start. It's, you know, somewhere 3:30, 3:45, something like that. But watch the CLTV. If you want to see this, and there's really quite nothing like this.
Yeah.
You got Anna and Lauren,
mm-hmm.
and then...
You and Kevin.
Me, these two mopes,
mm-hmm.
and then Kim tries to keep it classy.
Right.
So it's worth a check out from 3 to 4 every day. As Mr. Cochran is on every day from 9 to 10 a.m. So there you have it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow. I got to close this thing up first, and then we'll see you back here tomorrow at 3.
The top 5 at 5.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Hit it, sweetheart.